Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord. Possibly my favorite Catholic speaker is Sister Miriam James Hyland. Her big thing she gives on talks is simply healing, the healing that comes from Jesus Christ. If anyone needs healing, look her up. She's phenomenal. She begins many of her talks the same way, how she first came to meet Jesus. And I've heard her give this short story a dozen times. And every single time I hear her start it, my reaction is, please, tell it to me again. So I share this simple story of how she met the Lord. It was simply an interaction she had with a priest. She was going down a bad hill in her late teenage years. She was an incredibly good athlete, especially in volleyball. She got caught in depression, turned to addiction. And one day, her parents brought a priest to her, just wanting her to talk to him. And this priest walked up to her. And she tells the story. She says, "This priest just radiated something, this joy I couldn't describe, couldn't explain." And she asked him a simple question, like, "Who are you?" Simple question, "What do I have to do? What has to change?" And this priest looked away for a few seconds, then looked back at her and said, "You're going to be just fine." Years later, after coming to know this man, this disciple of Christ, she asked him, "What'd you do? What was that when you looked away?" And this priest says, "I just looked to the Blessed Mother and asked, 'Mary, what do you want for this one?'" And I've been so captivated by that little story for years, that simple 5 seconds of that turn away to look at Mary and ask, "Mary, what do you want to do with this one?" That beautiful, utterly simple act of faith, that it's not just going up to this person, "Okay, how do I fix you? Okay, what do you need from me? Okay, what can I give you?" It's simply, the first thing I'm going to do is look to Mary. Look to Jesus, look to God. "What do you want for this one?" That is the most practical thing we can do. Instead of, "What do I have to do? How do I fix this problem?" The simple, bring it into relationship with the Lord. Prayer is utterly practical. I think sometimes we get caught up and think, prayer is something for me. It makes me feel better. I pray for other people hoping it does something, but it doesn't do anything. And that is utterly false. We might think, "I'm not going to change God's mind. Of course, that's not what prayer does." No, that's not what prayer does. We might also think, "God already knows all this. If I pray, it might make me feel better. It's not going to change anything." Again, no. That's not how it works either. It's like a father who takes a son to go help him with a project. The father can take care of it by himself just fine, but he wants his son to be involved. If he has to get under the car and fix something, he could hold a flashlight in his mouth, holding his other hand, but let's take his son out there and say, "Hold the flashlight right there so I can work on the car." If the son turns the flashlight off or points it away, the father's going to struggle. So with us, God our Father wants us to be involved, and actually he's ordered it so if we don't ask, Who knows what'll happen? He actually orders it so that God our Father brings us to ask him to take care for things. And by us asking, things are done. In the first reading, if Moses doesn't have the staff of God raised, the Israelites fail in battle. When he lowers his hand and puts the staff down, the Israelites lose the fight. But if he puts the staff up, the Israelites win. It's the power of God, but God trusts Moses to do his part in it. So with us, God tells us in our gospel, ask him for good things. If even a dishonest judge will give good gifts, lest the widows strike him, God our Father will hear our prayers and give us good gifts. Jesus says all the time, ask and receive. The night before he died, Jesus in his long discourse, three times says, just ask me to do it, and I will. God wants us to ask for good things, and he's actually waiting for us to ask. Not because he's holding out on us, but he's a good father who wants his children to be involved in bringing about good. So just like Sister Miriam's priest, we have to look at a five-second step. The most practical thing we can do isn't fixing it, isn't what I can do. It's going to God first, and for 5 seconds, Lord, help me with this. Lord, what do you want to do right now? And that 5 seconds, God will answer it loudly. Maybe God will answer it silently. Maybe he'll give us just a little nudge we need. But he wants us to ask him because he's a good father. And when he asks him, he takes care of us.